Review Units 9 and 10, page 134, Exercise 1.
This is Grace Leong for KPFX News. I'm standing on the busy corner of Pacific Avenue and Grant Avenue in San Francisco's Chinatown. Tomorrow is the beginning of Chinese New Year, and with me, I have two people who can give us some interesting information related to good luck in the coming year. Could you tell us your name, please?
Angela Kwan.
Angela, what are some things we can do to bring good luck?
Well, it's traditional to wear bright colors, such as red. Red is a very bright and happy color, so it symbolizes a bright and happy future. Another thing is, at midnight on New Year's Eve, you should open all the doors and windows of your house. That's to let the old year out and make room for the new. And on New Year's Day, one good thing to do is to eat a lot of candy. If you do that, the new year will be very sweet.
Very interesting, Angela. I think I'll go shopping for a new red dress, and I'm definitely looking forward to eating all that candy. And what's your name, sir?
Hi, my name's Martin Chan.
Martin, Angela told us some things that bring good luck. What are some things that we should not do on New Year's?
Well, you shouldn't sweep the house on New Year's Day because you might sweep away your family's good fortune. That's why people sweep the house very carefully before the start of the holiday. And it's bad luck to buy a pair of shoes because...
Not even red shoes?
No. The word for shoes sounds like the word for evil in Mandarin. So you don't want to buy shoes. And you shouldn't use knives or scissors on New Year's Day, because if you do, you might cut off your good fortune.
Thank you, Martin and Angela, and I hope you both have a very happy New Year.